Notice it says in your bulletins, a brief meditation, music to everybody's ears. I'm not preaching a sermon. I'm not even doing a homily, which is shorter than a sermon. I'm doing a brief meditation, which is even shorter. Because one of my main preaching professors in seminary said, you preach 50 weeks a year. Easter and Christmas, you get out of the way of the story. So that's what we're going to do tonight. But I do want to speak briefly about shepherds, simple shepherds in a field, having the mind-blowing experience of these angels suddenly showing up. Angels. An angel, a melech in Greek, would be a messenger. That's all, just a messenger. But these angels obviously are something special because they're coming out of the sky and they're really, really shiny. And the first thing they have to say, what's the first thing a messenger from God always has to say? Fear not, do not be afraid. So they must have an extremely awesome appearance, these angels. And the first thing that they say is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Now, these are just simple shepherds out in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, these amazing beings show up. Just show up. And they have news for them. But before they can properly deliver the news, they have to tell them, don't be afraid, just like every angel before and every angel after. In other words, don't close down your mind. Don't get scared. Don't shield your eyes. Don't look away. You need to be completely awake and alert and open to what I'm about to say. God says that all the time, my friends, all the time. God says, don't be afraid for that very reason. Because God is speaking around us all the time. And especially on a night like this, it's not that God is speaking more tonight, but it's that we have been prepared, conditioned in our minds. We've walked in here and the tree is lit and the sheep and the donkey have finally made their way all the way up and the poinsettias are around and the choir is sung like birds, including some in German. So, that's been the preparation, to open ourselves up and really hear the good news that this day represents. Now, we've been doing this for a couple thousand years now, so it's very easy to just fall into a rhythm and say, yeah, 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 the Christmas story. But not tonight. Not tonight. Tonight, God is saying, give this your full attention. Give it your full attention and really think about what I've done for you. Really think about what Jesus represents. And what does Jesus represent? Jesus represents God coming down in human flesh and experiencing what we experience. Feeling what we feel, hurting like we hurt, bleeding like we bleed, grieving like we grieve, loving and laughing like we love and laugh, all that it means to be human, including mortality. God tries our suit on and walks around this earth, starting as a tiny little baby born in a barn with next to nothing, already on the run from the law, and growing to manhood, probably working in his father's shop with him, and becoming for us the light of the world. And not just us, but millions and millions and now billions and billions of people. Fear not, and don't take it for granted either. On this golden night, this silent night, with everything calm and everything bright, let the angels whisper in your ear, whatever you're facing, don't let Christmas pass you by. Don't miss it. Hug your loved ones close, your loved ones who are not with you this Christmas. Think about them and love them even more. Fear not. Don't be afraid, for we bring good tidings of great joy. Amen. Okay, it's instruction time. I'm not afraid, but this church is 126 years old. When we light our candles, we never tip a lit candle. Every year we say it. And every year someone goes home with wax stains. So, as we pass around these candles, I'll ask the person whose candle is unlit, tip and light off the lit candle and then move on. And don't tip your candle again. Okay? Tip it only once. Everyone got it? Our first hymn is number 155, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please rise. Be not afraid. Be not distracted. Be not harried or worried or worn. Your God loves you so much that he sent his Son straight to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.